Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Jesse has the lead, Peter with 4 points. Brian Babylon has 2, and Hannibal Burris has 1.
All right. Well, Hannibal, the way we work around here is the person in third place goes first. All right. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Peace talks to end the Civil War in blank got off to a contentious start on Wednesday.
I saw this in the news.
Syria.
Experts believe that the internet outage that affected hundreds of millions of users in blank may have been caused by its censorship system.
China?
Yes, China. That's according to researchers at Princeton, the social networking site blank could lose 80% of its users by 2017.
Facebook.
Yes. Major League Baseball this week awarded the first annual Commissioner Bud Selig Leadership Award to...
Oh, man. I saw this. Never mind. Who is it?
They gave the first annual Commissioner Bud Selig Leadership Award to Commissioner Bud Selig.
Oh!
Two Las Vegas casinos announced this week that they would start taking the digital currency blank.
Bitcoin.
Right. Scientists at NASA are working to determine how a jelly donut-shaped rock mysteriously appeared in photos taken 2 weeks apart by the blank.
The Mars rover.
Right. In an unprecedented museum heist, thieves in Brussels, Belgium made off with blank.
Stuff. Oh, man.
They made off with the mayor of Brussels underpants.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Brussels Underwear Museum is home to the underpants of many notable figures, from the underwear John Hamm does not wear to the recently stolen undies from the mayor. The museum is located at a pub, ensuring no matter how badly you do flirting at the bar, you'll still see some stranger's underpants at the end of the night. Carl, how did Hannibal do in our quiz?
Hannibal had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 13 points and has taken the lead.
Well done. Nicely done, Hannibal. Okay, Brian, you're up next. Fill in the blank. President Obama and his family spent the day of service memorializing blank by preparing meals at a local shelter.
Martin Luther King.
Right. 2 people were arrested at the Texas border this week in connection with a credit card breach at blank stores.
Target.
Right. As protests grew increasingly violent this week, protesters stormed government offices in blank.
Kiev?
Yes, Ukraine. Citizens of Wuhan City, China were outraged this week when they thought a resident there was so rich he had installed blanks to flaunt his wealth.
Toilets.
No, they thought he'd installed bacon curtains.
That's just rich.
It was a restaurant with some drying meat racks. This week, billionaire Warren Buffett announced that he would give $1 billion to anyone who produced a perfect blank bracket.
Oh, NCAA.
Right, March Madness. Because of bad weather, the inauguration party scheduled for Tuesday night for New Jersey Governor Blank was canceled.
Chris Christie.
Right, a man in Nigeria is suing the makers of Close-Up Toothpaste because despite their advertising claims, it has not helped him blank.
Get his teeth white.
No, seduce the ladies. Close-Up's ads claim that the toothpaste fights cavities, freshens breath, and makes you an irresistible sex god. But it wasn't working out for one man in Nigeria, even though, quote, I always brush my teeth with so much Close-Up gel to make sure the girls get turned on by my fresh breath, as they usually show on TV, unquote. So while his suit against Close-Up proceeds, he's going to go with Plan B, waiting for the magic Coors Light train to pull into his living room with all the sexy ladies. Okay, Carl, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points.
Well done, okay. Brian. Well done. All right, so how many, Carl, does Jesse need to win?
Needs 4 to tie, 5 to win outright.
Okay, Jesse, this is for the game Fill in the Blank. A federal privacy watchdog group said Thursday that the collection of phone records by the blank is illegal and should end.
NSA.
Right. This week, the ACLU filed a lawsuit against the state of Utah for its decision to stop recognizing blanks that it had previously licensed.
Gay marriage.
Right. Stevie Wonder and Beyonce were among the guests at the 50th birthday party held last weekend for blank.
Michelle Obama.
Yes, indeed. A woman in Brazil is recovering nicely from injuries she sustained when blank happened.
She's got a bad Brazilian.
No, she recovered some fairly shocking-looking injuries when a porcupine fell off a lamppost and onto her head.
Probably felt about the same as what I said.
Yeah. Turns out, as headline writers said, that love couldn't keep the 70s singing duo the blank and blank together because they announced their divorce on Thursday.
Captain Antonio.
Yes, drawing comparisons to ugly Christmas sweaters, Ralph Lauren's outfits for the U.S. blank team were unveiled this week.
For the U.S. Olympic team.
Yes, indeed. A Wisconsin man did not realize that he'd hit a cyclist and continued driving home, despite the fact that the cyclist blanked.
That the cyclist was, like, on his windshield.
His cyclist, even better, I'll give it to you, was actually stuck through the windshield, so his head was in the car. He was fine.
Ooh.
So he turned to the driver and said, "Hello, I'm the guy on the bicycle you just hit."
Jesus.
And the driver completely ignored him and continued driving home. We presume he thought that the cyclist in his car, politely trying to get his attention, was just another kind of public radio pledge drive, so he ignored it.
Wow.
Carl, did Jesse Klein do well enough to win?
She had 6 correct answers, Peter, for 12 more points, giving her a total of 16 points, so she is this week's champion.
Well done, Jesse!
Good job, Jesse.
Thank you.